Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G with you on a Friday as we get set for today's baseball slate. You heard the call there, Patrick Wisdom last night. Our Graham Ashcraft play yesterday did not go as planned.
Whoa,
the Reds
boy.
Got crushed. Not great.
Yeah.
A couple days ago,
my plays go 2-0, and then last night they go 0-2. That's how it works in this one. The Phillies domination, position players going at the end of that one.
Yeah, Derek Hall, a kid they called up from the minors a couple days ago. His first home run came in a multi-home run game. He had two home runs, including one off a position player late in the game. And yeah. Kyle Schwarber, another one last night. He's up to 23, so he's six behind Aaron Judge. Schwarber in the month of June, it's crazy. I mean, I guess he's been doing this his whole career, but the last two Junes, it's gone to a different level. At bat per home run, month of June, highest in the history of Major League Baseball. He passed Ruth.
Wow.
It's nuts.
So what's your gut telling you? That he could not play to this level, but just have a historic season, or that things will start to level off?
Probably start to level off, but I mean, 45 homers and 100 walks feels pretty likely at this point. I mean, that's just what he is. Yeah, I mean, but can he catch Aaron Judge? That's what I keep asking myself as we have our show bet 50-1 on Schwarber to lead baseball and home runs. Let me look quickly before we get into today's slate.
Yeah, he can. I think he can.
I think. What's he have to get to? 50?
50.
Probably.
Which he's on pace for, just about, almost.
He is 11-1 right now to lead baseball in home runs. We got him at 50. It's Judge minus 155, Trout plus 550, Alonso 7-1, Schwarber 11-1.
Judge is on pace for 61.
Which would be quite the story if he hit 61 in his contract year with the Yankees.
Yeah, he has one in his last four games. How many on the month? Jeez. Wow, he's got 11 homers this month. May, he had 12. The pace is just right on target, what he's been doing.
By the way, Schwarber had as many home runs in June as the Tigers, like the team.
Don't.
Which probably says more about the Tigers than anything else.
Probably had more than the White Sox, too. Or was that the only team?
It was the only team. He had as many or as more as the Tigers. That's pretty bad for a team only to have as many as one player. Like, you guys got to pick it up.
Could you imagine picking them to win the World Series before the season? Could you?
The Tigers?
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about it on the show on the day you were out in December.
Who would do something like that? That's crazy.
No, that's insane.
Sometimes you're a year ahead. You're a year ahead of the curve.
Never wrong, just early.
That's it.
Be on serious narcotics.
Like with the Broncos last year, you know?
People who might have been on the Panthers in the NFL. People
I knew that was coming up.
Like 5 years early.
I think we're big cat people. We're just big cats.
Ooh. That's it.
Animals overall.
This is why people have to listen to the show every day. We're a year ahead of the curve. So you just have to be on this with us and know when to put the bets
in. Next year when we're a year ahead on the Pirates.
That's right. I can't wait for that. Yeah. When Jake's making the case in December, we should bet the Pirates to win the World Series 2023.
O'Neal Cruz, MVP, book it.
I'll bet on them to win the division.
Nobody wants
I would
that
bet on Cruz MVP. I mean, what would he be, 20-1? Let's assume he wins Rookie of the Year. 10-1? Yeah.
You think
like higher?
Higher,
longer odds?
I think he'd be like 30 in his second year MVP.
I mean, Bryant, is Bryant the last second-year player to win MVP?
Bellinger?
He's going back-to-back Rookie of the Year MVP. Brian did that.
People forget Brian won an MVP.
People forget Cody Bellinger won one too.
Yeah.
Those are the last two, I think.
What a career. I was talking with someone, granted, not to derail this too much, but I was talking with someone the other day. Like, Chris Bryant, what a weird career. Rookie of the Year, MVP, World Series, takes a bunch of money, never to be heard from again.
And who thought never to be heard from again playing in Coors Field half the time?
Right. Right. He peaked in his mid-20s.
Second year.
Yeah. It's kind of Ryan Howard-ish, though Howard played with some good teams and won a lot.
Slightly longer peak for Ryan. Yeah.
But then it ended. Ryan,
like that shoulder injury in, what was it, 17? Yeah. And then after that, he was never the same. Which is kind of the same for Bellinger, too. They both had weird shoulder injuries and then just nothing.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Brian, I didn't realize Bryant doesn't have a homer.
He's played what's like he played? Games. 20
games. 20. It was like 20. He still should have a homer in 20 games playing at Coors.
Are they at home tonight? Do we bet it?
Is he active?
I think so. He came off the injured list a couple days ago, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so. The odds have to be good. You have zero on the season. If Albert Almora has five more than you.
That should not be. I agree on that.
If, let's see.
Rockies are off tonight. Oh, no, they are. No, they're at home against Merrill Kelly.
What a terrible number.
He's got, what is it?
Plus 330.
Get out of here. Because it's at Coors. It's the tax.
That's disgusting. For a guy with zero homers now?
Jake's going to go with Rodgers in that game.
He's no Cabrian Hayes.
Brendan Rodgers has been really good this year.
It's your guy.
At least he's been awesome. I mean, I just like because he's on my fantasy, both my fantasy teams, and he's been killing it. Let's see. That Rodgers number actually is not bad. I'll let you bring it up.
What is it?
I see 465.
Hey, you get that in Coors, player you like?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I mean, Charlie, 5-1, Charlie Blackman.
It's never a bad play, Charlie at Coors.
It's never a bad play, Charlie at Coors.
You guys have fell off.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least he's older. I mean, how old is Charlie Blackman now? 35?
I was going to say 33.
What's Connor Joe's? We're set on this game.
36.
I'm a Connor Joe guy.
He's 36?
What does that mean? What does that mean to be
It's his birthday today. We have to bet Blackman. It's Charlie Blackman's birthday today. We
plus,
have to bet.
He's a guy after my own heart. Like
kind we of have to bet. In Coors on his birthday?
Righty lefty. Yeah.
Have to do it.
Around the world.
Is his dad alive?
Yeah. He partnered with a sports book, right? Doesn't Charlie Blackman the first player?
Yeah. We just rattled off like 11 reasons to bet Charlie Blackman.
Show bet Charlie Blackman home run against Merrill Kelly and the bad Diamondbacks. Right. I'm in. Speaking of show bets, I mean, does it get any better than this? We get Blake Snell in Dodger Stadium tonight against Tony Gonsolin and the Dodgers. Gonsolin for the win. Snell to get shelled. Feels like the play. Total in that game is only 7.5.
The Dodgers might get that on their own.
I was going to say, what are we doing here? That's a low number.
Jeez, what's the number?
7.5.
No, I meant the money line.
Oh, minus 170-ish?
Dodgers team total is 4.
You see Machado came back last night, by the way? He only missed like 2 weeks. Manny Machado played third base for the Padres last night. I know, he's back.
So here's
his
your question.
Ankle, his foot fell off.
I know.
Well, I saw Alvarez props out there. Is he returning?
I think he's still. I saw a thing that he like is in the protocol or whatever. It's very funny. They list Jeremy Peña's injury as mouth.
Greek no. mouth energy.
Machado DH'd, by the way, last night. So maybe he's not quite ready for the field, but he played. Okay. He DH'd.
Okay, so if the Dodgers win, that would be 0-8 in Snell starts this year.
Well, don't we have the both sides of this, right? Gonsolin always wins. Snell always loses.
Great call.
This is
in Dodger Stadium, too.
Great call.
And these total runs, over 2.5 first five, plus 125, over 4.5, plus 115.
For the Dodgers?
Yes.
What are we doing here?
Repeat it again. What's the team total?
First five, Dodgers team total, over 2.5, plus 125.
Give it
for the game, over 4.5, plus 115.
Yeah, I mean, the first five, isn't that a lock? I mean, that's,
I don't know, it's how
just,
it's not.
Your Snell time. That's your Snell time.
Dodgers offense has been awesome lately.
And
Dodgers offense war 3.2 war over the last 2 weeks for the Dodgers offense.
Yeah, they're heating up. Mm-hmm. Will Smith's got good numbers against them. Turner's got good numbers against them. Justin Turner.
Runs allowed by Snell against teams that are not named the Dodgers. 4, 5, 2, and 5 this month.
Andy doesn't go deep, so you're getting the Padres bullpen for at least 3 or 4 innings.
Right.
Oh, you would go full game? I was thinking first five.
Do both.
I was going to do both.
How could you not do both? They might get the over 4.5 in the first five innings.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure.
Oh, we're in on this.
That one.
Yeah.
What about, what else jumped out? Kluber's been really bad against Toronto.
But Barrios has been wild this year.
So what's the number on the game?
Toronto minus 135.
Kluber's been really solid this year, too. Like, the Rays fixed something there, which is not surprising, but...
Quickly, Cardinals have crushed lefties. Phillies are starting Bailey Falter, a lefty, tonight. Cardinals feel like the right side.
It's where my home run play is coming from, that game.
Yeah. Mikolas has been good. Falter, a fill-in for Eflin. Cardinals minus 142 in the game. 9.5 is the total.
Should the Mets really be minus 200 with Bassett?
Against Glen Otto?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rangers aren't terrible. Yeah, they're not terrible.
Should Minnesota be minus 233 with Joe Ryan? Against Baltimore.
Minus 194 on the resurgent O's?
Just saying.
Plus 194.
Might have to. Or at least a plus 1.5, something like that.
Right. Yeah, that feels like a big number. Joe O, Joe G, we'll dive more into baseball later with our lightning bets, and we'll dive into some NFL topics coming up here in the next hour right here on the BetQL Network.